Truva Sadashim Simon Nun Zayin has come in the Kudos Chashuvos that are the basis of the Ramah's Psak in Sif Gimel. So let's read some lines from the Truva Sadashim together. Truva Sadashim Simon Nun Zayin. She'ela, Chastichos Dagim Munachim or Munachos Aluach Echad. There are pieces of fish that are placed on a tray, Obikara, or on a dish, a plate. Mifurado zumizu, that are separated from each other, kamosha regila laniakach, as is the norm. Uveshabbos kishavo lechol mehen rosa lechol mitzasin. You want to eat some of them on Shabbos. Uleshayim mitzasin lusuda feres, and to leave the rest of them for later. Heyach yivror elu me elu shelo yavali dechi yibar. So, what is the appropriate way of selecting the pieces that you want now relative to the pieces you want to save for later, to avoid a problem of boar? Says in Truvas Hadeshen, Yeira de lo tzarech ledakti kol kach bedavar. It's not such a big deal. You don't have to be so careful because the potential boar exposure here is minimal. He says, as opposed to, he refers to Echem Yagdolim, who was makbid even in this kind of a boar situation, but he says that is unnecessary. He writes, I'm skipping a few lines, so this is a critical line in the Truvas Hadeshen, or one of the critical lines, that bor is only relevant if you have two different types, but if you have the same type, there's no possibility of bor. There's no concern of bor. And then he writes, so what's the application over here? Mikol makom, shnei minei dogim, lav min echad mikri. If you have two types of fish, you have salmon and carp, that's not considered to be one min. The pasuk bor zeruah mitzechas levezara, the mine dagim chalukim vishman mikri min mishen amina. In hilchos bittol, in hilchos eser v'heter, so if you have two fish that are of different types of different species, those are considered two separate mina. Amnanira de ma'od haya kineget svarasaleh. De shnei minim sheni karim bahafredasam chasichos gedolas shemunachos yachad dihe breira shaycha behu. He says, even if that's the case, so there are two levels. First of all, the Truvas Hadeshen says that if you only have one min, that's not a problem of boer. So he says, if you have salmon and carp, those are two different minim, that should be a problem of boer. If you have salmon and salmon, even if there are big pieces of salmon and small pieces of salmon, that's considered one min and not subject to boer. If it's one min and not subject to boer, you could even remove that which you want for later and put it aside. But then he says, even if you have two different species, you have the salmon and the carp, that still doesn't automatically mean that boer should be relevant. If you have big pieces that are munachim yachad, maybe that shouldn't be a problem either. In Lashon HaMordechai, Perikla Gadol HaMashmahati, the Kasav, Hilkach Yizahir Adam Mine Peros Shenis Arvu. Because Lashon HaMordechai, you have to be careful about fruits that are mixed together. Mashma, Dafka Kishahim Mu'uravim Ve'enam Nikar. The boer is only problem if there's a tarobes, if they're mixed in some way that you don't recognize the individual pieces as distinct. Aval b'chiyah gavna, afal gav de'ein kol minu min mesudr b'fnei atzmo, mikol makom niklo mikri mu'urav. But what about a middle scenario? Let's say they're not totally separate from each other. It's not that I have one piece of salmon on this plate and one piece of carp on the next plate. They're on the same plate, but they're not mamish mixed together. Ein kol minu min besuder b'fnei atzma mikol makom l'mikri me'urav. So it's somewhere in the middle. Efes hol because of the smag da boer psolus mitocha ochal afilu boer la'al drachayu chazas ein l'chalak l'haka b'lo raya b'ura v'lo l'hatir ela sh'yikach mishnei aminim la'shosem l'suda acheres en lo yirtza liver osan she'yokalata. So Truvas Hadeshen says, if they're the same species, you have different pieces of the same species on the same plate, that's not a boer problem at all. And you can even be boer what you want for later with that restriction. If they're the same, if they're different species, and they're totally not near each other, they're totally not mixed in any way, shape, or form, then that's not a borer problem either. But if they're different species and it's not a tarovis mamish, it's not totally mixed together, but they're not totally separate, he doesn't exactly define what the middle ground is, we'll have to talk about that. Then he thinks there's a plausible argument to be made that that's not borer either, unless it's a tarovis mamish, but because we're talking about a potential chashas daraisa, then you have to be machmir in that middle case as well. So if there are two sizes of the same min, you're okay. If there are two different minim that are not touching each other, not mixed together, you're okay. If they're somewhat connected but not totally mixed together, that he thinks is a suffix, and you have to be machmir because there's a chashash daraisa. And that is the basis of the psak of the Ramah in Se'if Gimel. Where the Ramah writes, the Mechaber says, Hayu lefan of shnei minei oflim uravim, bor echad me'echad, u'maniach la'chol mi'ach. The Mechaber says you have two types of oflim that are mixed together, so you're allowed to be borer if it's for immediate use. Haga, u'shnei minei dogim mikri shnei minei oflim. If you have two species of fish, that's called two minim. The aser liver echamechavero ella biyado. And then you're only allowed to be borer if it's biyad, kidei la'ochle miyad, and la'alter. Afal pi shachasichos gedolos v'kol achas nikaris b'tayach. Even though they're big pieces and they have their distinct identity, it's not a total mess. But that's the Trumas Hadeshen's chashash, they have to be machmir in that middle kind of a tarovis. Avokoshu min echad, alfa pisha borer chasikos gedolos mitoktanos, but if it's one species, even if there are different size pieces, and you're removing the big ones from the small ones, lo mikri brera. Vafilu hayu shnei minim, uborer mishnei and biyachad, even if they are two species, and you're removing from both of them together, agadolos mitoktanos, lo hepach shari, ho ve'ino borer min echad, mitok chaveira. If you're taking the big of all of them, that also is not considered to be a brega. So the Ramah here has both yisodos of the Shuvas Hadeshet. The number one, there's no chashash brega if you're talking about min echad. And number two, the chashash of brega is only relevant if it's the taroves. And we have to figure out what's considered a taroves in the case where they are somewhat distinct but somewhat mixed together, that middle case that the Shuvas Hadeshet doesn't exactly spill out what it looks like. That would still be a problem of borer lemaisa. So, as far as the shnei minim, so that goes back the fact that borer is relevant if you have shnei minim as opposed to min echad. That goes back to Tosas that we referenced in our first borer shir, I believe. Adima maskel hayu lefan of shnei minei ochlin, as opposed to Rashi that had the girsa of shnei ochlin. Kain per shebeinu chananel, deba ochel mitoch ochel shaycha breira. Sheborer oso sheinu chafeis lachol, mitoch oso sherotza lachol. De oso sheinu chafeis bacha shepsol, esagabi oso shechafeis lachol. So if I have two minim, yeah?
There's the Girsa of Rashi is mini ochel, versus those who say shnei mini ochel. What's the connotation between having shnei versus not? There doesn't seem to be a difference.
So give me one second, I'll come back to that. Okay? So Tosus has Chayfei Shemei Chananel, the Ba'ochel Mitoch Ochel Shaycha Breira, the Bar Osa Sheino Chavitz Lachol Mitoch Osa Sherosa Lachol, the Osa Sheino Chavitz Ba'ochel Shepsol Osa Gabi Osa Shechavitz Lachol. So Tosus says, quoting from Rebbeinu Chananel, that if you have two types of Ochel, even though both of them are fully edible, fully usable, and the principle of Boer is that Boer applies where it's Psalos Mitoch Ochel, nevertheless, if you subjectively are only interested in one of them now and not the other one becomes the subjective psoles, and for all intents and purposes, that is an application of borer, and we define that as psoles mitoch ha'ochel. He says, v'chein mashma b'Yerushalmi degaras ha'borer ochlim mitoch ochlim chiski amres. He doesn't quote the whole Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has a machlokes chiski and Rabbi Yochanan on whether you're chayav or pater, but he says, v'chein mashma b'Yerushalmi that Chizkiya says you're chayiv by borer ochel mitoch ochlem, that's a case of two fully edible types of ochel, and nevertheless, it's subject to borer. Okay, so Rashi has hayu lefanav mine ochlin garsinan velo garsinan shnei. So there is a position of the Hashlama, that is in the Iri here quotes, that in order for something to constitute Boer, it has to be a minimum of three items. So I don't know if you would put Rashi in that camp, if there's significance to having the Gersa of Mine Ochlin without Shnei. Is there a Mashmos there that Mine requires more than two, then in order for something to be Boer, it would be three. I didn't see anyone say that, but to look around, I mean, I would imagine someone probably does.
When you say what? Three. How would you
argue? Well, he's just telling you what the Gears is.
Mine means two.
I'm sorry?
Mine means two.
So why does Rashi tell you that Logaris Shnei? I don't know, look around, maybe someone says that.
Maybe it's a sparrow of chomer. I mean, you would think if you had like 20 different things, you'd only
right.
take one, that's less borer as opposed to one out of two.
You think that's less borer?
I mean, you're taking one out of 20 versus one out of two.
Yeah, why do you think that's less borer?
It's still a significant mixture that there are 19 other entities as opposed to here it starts off as two and now there's only one thing left. So. So you need to finish.
Not sure. Okay. But for Tosfos, the way Tosfos presents it from Rebbe Chananel is that if you have too many ochlim, the ochel that you don't want now is the subjective tzolas, and essentially we define the ochel that you don't want as tzolas, and it's a classic case of tzolas mitoch ochel. In the Rambam, Perakas Alochel Yud Gimel, the Rambam writes, Tayu lefan of shnei minei ochlim, mu ravin. If you have two mini ochlin that are mixed together, boer echad mi echad umeniach lachol miyad. So you can be boer for immediate use, then direr umeniach lachol zman, afilu bo bayom, ki yon shibir b'shachris, lachol ben arbayim, chay. If it's for immediate use, heter gamor. If it's for lachol zman, chiyu chakas. But the way the Rambam presents it is simply, hayu lefan of shnei mini ochlin, Mu'uradin. Bar echad miniach echad. So, some read in the Rambam that even though it's not bachreach, because the lack of perish in Rambam isn't necessarily always informative or significant, but some say that maybe the Rambam is dafkan alei tosfos, that for tosfos, if you have ochel mitoch ochel, shnei minei ochel, one of them is defined as a tzolos. According to the Rambam, we don't need to define something as tzolos in order to consider it borer, because the act of borer is simply an act of hafrada, an act of separating two items, even if both of them are of equal objective function and usability. That's what the Orchos Chaim, the Orchos Shabbos And Perek Gimel Finot Gimel says, in presenting this as a Machlokes Rambam Tosos, again, I don't think it's the Chreya for the Rambam, but he develops the idea that according to the Rambam, the thrust of Borer should be Hafrada as opposed to Tikkun Ochel, as we discussed earlier. And then he says, we have an Afkamina. If you work with that understanding, that for Tosos, the thrust of the Melacha Borer is Tikkun Ochel, you always have to define something as Tzolas in order to have a Borer situation. As opposed to the Rambam, if you accept the reading of the Rambam, that any hafrad of two minin will be borer on its own, even if you don't define anything as a psoles. So let's say you have two pieces of ochel, two types of ochel, and you remove one of them now in order to allow you to eat the other one later. So you're removing, if you have the salmon and carp, you want to eat the carp later. So you're removing the salmon in order to eat the carp later. So according to Tosos, the salmon is the subjective psoas. So if I'm removing the salmon that I don't want now, in order to allow me to eat the carp that I will want later, that's psolas mitocha ochel shelo la'alter. Because it's not for immediate use, and I'm being misake in the carp that I want to leave alone to eat later by removing the salmon. That would be a problem with borer. But according to the Rambam, if the definition of borer is simply hafrada of two types, and I don't need to define anything as psoles. So if I'm removing one perfectly edible type of fish from another perfectly edible type of fish, then that's not an act. Then I would consider that la'alter. That's not a case of psoles mitocha ochel. That's a case of ochel mitocha ochel, which is mutter la'alter. So I've done that act, la'alter.
Do you want the salmon now?
I don't want the salmon now.
How is it la'alter?
It's la'alter because I want to separate them now. And that's not psoles mitocha ochel.
But isn't the definition of la'alter versus later, I mean, when you're going to use it? I mean, you could just say, oh, I want to store it for later, but it's not.
So if I'm benefiting from the separation now, then that could be la'alter. If I'm defining what I'm removing now as psoles, one second, Yossi. So psoles mitocha ochel only makes sense, is only allowed if I'm going to eat the ochel now, if that's la'alter. But if I'm not defining anything as solus, it's just hafrada ochel me ochel, so then in essence, that which I'm doing, the act of removing it, if I have any benefit from it being removed now, is considered la'alter. Yeah, so thinking about it, again.
No, you just have to say that it's that last prot you added, that it must be some benefit now. Like, let's say it's like a melon platter or something,
right.
Mm-hmm. And you don't like the flavors to mix.
Right.
So you want one of them, you don't want the other one. But if they're both ochel, you could separate them because you're getting an alter benefit because the flavors aren't mixing.
Right.
And we'll not say it's close to ochel, as you could say.
But by that token, even if it's close to ochel, you could argue maybe that's l'alter if I have a benefit.
Well, fine, it might be l'alter, but it's l'alter, the ketosis.
It's also because it's supposed to be double.
Yeah.
Right.
Either way, you're popping up for me that way.
So you're saying, if there's any benefit now, so if it's supposed to be double alcohol, so then there's nothing doing, even alter. If it's not supposed to be double alcohol, so it still has to be the alter, but I can have a broader definition of alter.
If I'm getting benefit now, so that's also double alcohol. I want the carb later, I want the salmon now. mean, so I'm taking the salmon.
It won't work because if you have to, if you're the toast poster, you're going to find one as close one as ocho.
But if I want the salmon now, so why isn't the salmon ocho?
You don't want it now. You want to stop it later. Yeah.
You
want to stop the bleeding between them or whatever.
Is he saying that's the reason that you want to stop the flavors, or you just want them to be separated because you want to separate them?
You have, for whatever reason, you want them separated, that's enough of a use that would be considered la alter, but that wouldn't help if it's still bitol kacho.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's just a later. You can eat this one.
I think so. Right. So it's a little bit of a dakistic dakamina.
You can never.
You have to finesse it a little bit. I'm sorry.
It can never be psol bitol kacho according to Rambam.
No, you will have psol bitol kacho if you have objected solus.
Right. If you have shnei minyanim.
Yeah, shnei minyanim will never be psol bitol kacho.
Right. Seemingly, the only way the Rambam could ever be mechayev you on shnei minyanim is if you have a kli. Because we're saying everything is la'alter and everything is ocho.
So I don't know if everything is... Well, it's definitely not everything la'alter because they have a case of la'alter l'bo'bayom. There has to be some benefit in doing it that you gain la'alter.
Is he wording saying that you get some benefit?
I'm sorry?
Does he, the way he words, does he imply you're getting some benefit?
I don't remember. You have to take a look. Footnote Gimel and Paragimel.
Yeah.
It's more of a intellectual exercise to pin down where the nafmina actually falls than
Mabaisa. Isn't
there
just a simple nafmina? Just I'm okay with this, I'm okay with that.
Right.
So according to Tosfos, it would be a according to Tosfos, it would not be a problem because you can't say that one is definitionally psolus and the other is not definitionally.
According to Tosfos, it always has to be a psolus, whatever.
But is it possible to say that conceptually there are cases according to Tosfos that there's no psolus?
No, according to Tosfos, it always has to be a psolus. You always have to define something as a psolus. If there's no psolus, then there's no brera. Meaning, like that case of the Chumas Hadesha and the last line of Rama, that I have big pieces and small pieces of tuminim, and I'm just taking the big pieces, but I don't care whether it's a big carp or big salmon, so that's not a gora situation, because there's no psolus. Okay, so the point is just to think whether these are two shitas. I'm sorry?
Why is the altar relevant if there's no psolus?
If there's no, for the Rambam?
Apart from each other.
So there's still, even if there's no psalm, the din, you're only allowed to be mafrid to minim if you're doing it la'alter, if you're doing it for immediate use. That's still a tanai and gor.
There's psalos.
Even if there's no psalos, what?
To minim, there is psalos, though.
According to the Rambam, we're saying there is no psalos. Okay.
According to that, you would be mutter to take food and cook with it?
Cook. You can cook a shabbos.
Or whatever, make something, or it's yom shif, and it's...
According,
if you do the altar cooking or preparing, that would be the same thing. So, like you're not eating
any permit,
like you,
that would do it regardless.
You
right.
Cut it up, you separate
if
it, and put it in salad. Like
yeah,
not eat lunch for 5 hours, that would be fine.
Well, no, you have to. Oh, you're saying
because you get enough from it.
If you're
going to
say
food.
It within a round, okay. Lemaisa Mishabruah Sukkatin Yud Beis assumes like Tosus assumes in the Ramah like Tosus that the min that you don't want now is the subjective solus. That's how we generally assume that if you have same min, we do define something as the solus. So to the extent that the Orach HaShabbos' setup of the Rambam is being a contrary position, and the extent you accept is nafkamina may be true, but Lemaisa we assume like Tosus that you do have to define something as a psolus in order to navigate what's considered bar. So the Truman Sadeshan, the Truman Sadeshan writes that if you have two species of fish, two types of fish, two shemos of fish, then that is considered to be shnei minim. Mishabura writes in Sipkat and Tesvav that that's also true of food that is prepared differently. You have cooked meat and roasted meat. Cooked meat and roasted meat would be considered two separate meanim, even if it's the same type of meat. Or the Ayin Shulash points out in Parag Beis, if you have fresh fruit and cooked fruit, then fresh fruit and cooked fruit would be considered two minim as well, even though it's the same fruit. So you have a fresh apple and a cooked apple, that would be considered two minim. The Taz takes issue with the Pesach of the Ramah, issue with the Trumas HaDeshen, and the Taz assumes that you could have Borer even if it is B'min Echa. Taz Hivkatan Beis quotes the Trumas HaDeshen, the Tamul and Yisaiti, the Lefia Nira L'Rabusa Naka Beis Minim. So the Trumas HaDeshen assumed, based on the Gemara, that talks about Shnei Minei Oflin, that it's a minimum of two. They have to have two minim. Says the Taz, not necessarily. Maybe it says two for a chiddush. The be'echav shita sheshayich breira b'masher rotza laniach. Ala filu beiz minim, the kvar nikar umufrash kol echa mechaveirav, ve'en shayich b'zeirav v'yalach lo yivor. No, maybe the chiddush is even two. Well, if it's one min, so then clearly if you're taking one piece of salmon over another piece of salmon where they're mixed together, that's boker. But even if you have salmon and carp and you remove one from the other, you might have argued that they're distinct enough that that's not considered a tarobes. Kamashmalan, this bar there too. The two, the ba'ochel mu'urav im soles, hubim min echad, vuadin im ein sham soles, rak shirotz al niyak sas mimenu, mikri osav ashir psoles, vuadin bazem. So even b'min echad, you can have ochel and psoles. He quotes the Maril in Hilchos Pesach. You have to be careful if there are large crumbs and small crumbs. There's a potential bomber situation there. Marshal takes issue, a yontif, there is no bomber. But a Shabbos, there definitely should be. Even though it's the same min. Therefore, the Taz says, the cave of the Yishan Chashash is the Raisa, Yish Lahachmir Afilu B'min Echad, Velo Yivar Afilu B'min Echad, Afilu B'dolos B'doktanos. See, even if you have a big piece of salmon and a small piece of salmon, that's also Shayach to Brera. Rach Moshe Rosa Lechel Ato, Shiyichach Stam in a Baba Yado, Leniach Lusud Acheres, Lo Baderach Brera, Kei Nero Niyataiti. So the Taz thinks you have to be Machmir, since we're talking about a Chashash D'Araisa, and even B'min Echad, you would have a Bora situation against the Trumas HaDeshen and against the Psak of the Ramah. So the Pribegadim, the Mishmah Sosav here on the Taz, raises the following marmakam as part of this conversation of Shnei Minim versus Min Echad. We had alluded a couple of shirim ago to the din of Knivas Yerek, the end of the 15th parak of Shabbos, the heter that on Yom Kippur, the end of the day, Min Mincha Lamala, there's a heter of Knivas Yerek. Knivas Yerek is some kind of an issa de Rabbanan that we wave Mishum Agmas Nefesh late in the day on Yom Kippur. So what is the issa of Knivas Yerek that we're talking about? So we had seen the Ran earlier. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Shvisas Asor Halacha Gimel, Mutter lekane this Yerek Yom Kippur min Mincha Lamala. You're allowed to engage in Knivas Yerek late in the day on Yom Kippur. Umahu Akinov, what does that mean? Shayasir asa olam hamu pashos v'yikatzeis hashar v'yisakin osa lachila. That you remove the bad leaves, the moldy leaves, and you cut off the rest, and are masakin it lachila. Says the Magen Mishnah. V'hikshu al pirusham v'yila hasir ha'olam harayim v'hainu bover v'hainu malacha gemura. So whatever heter we're talking about at Knivas Yerek is clearly only an Issed Rabbanon at best that we're matir on Yom Kippur m'nei Agmas Nefesh, right? We're not going to be matir in Issed Raisa on Yom Kippur of all days. So obviously we're talking about Issed Rabbanon. So if we're talking about what the Rabbin sounds like, that you're bower the moldy leaves and you're removing them, so that's a Malacha Deraisa. That's classic bower. Now, does that make any sense that we're matir that form of Knivas Yerek on Yom Kippur? Says the Magen Mishnah, V'yeshli l'taretz l'daitam d'lo mikri borer ela mitoch psolis gamur o min ochel mi min ochel acher k'nizkar perikas milcha Shabbos. In order for something to be borer deraisa, either it has to be psolis gamur, something that is totally inedible, or it has to be one type from another type. Aval zeh hakol min ochel echad, but here it's all one type. Ve'ena olana elu psolas gamur. And the leaves that you're removing, they're not totally unusable and edible. They're not moldy to the point of being inedible. V'lo ru'uyin li'kare psolas. And they're not really psolas. V'efsher shiru'uyin l'achila yidei t'chak. So push comes to shove. If you have nothing better to eat, you'd eat them even though they're on the way out. V'kevin shekein ein b'zeh elam yishom shvus b'shabbos v'hutr b'yom kippurim. So in order for something to be d'araisa, either it has to be objective psolas that's totally inedible. And by the way, here the Magen Mishnah is talking within the Rambam in clear terms of psolas. And it has to be, or it has to be min, well, actually, no, but, or min, min acher, if you have two minim, right, so then you can still say there you don't need psolas because that's two minim, which is a different law. Okay, forget that. So he says, but over here, when you have these olimu pashim, they're not so moldy that they're inedible, they're not the tastiest. And even if they're not the tastiest, even on, if on some level they're not as good, but that's not a malacha d'araisa. Malacha d'araisa would either be shnei minim gemurim or objective solas. If it's somewhat edible, it's just not desirable, that would only be boer d'rabanan. And therefore we're matir makom agmas nefesh on Yom Kippur. So says the Magen Mishnah. So that sounds like that in terms of the definition of Borer D'Araisa, you have to have Shnei Minim. And even for Borer D'Rabbanan, it's only going to be Borer B'min Echad if you have something that is Psoles, even though it's not Psoles Gamar. But if you have Min Echad and you don't have any Psoles, then that should be Heter Gamar. That's what the Prima Gadam quotes here, that you would get the impression from the Rambam Aliba de Magen Mishnah that in order for you to have a real Gora situation, it has to be Shnei Minim and not Min Echad against the Taz. Excuse me. Shisa Sashabis, the Katan Yid Aleph, raises the question as to what the Kavanas HaYerushalmi is. Does Yerushalmi weigh in on this issue? So Tosas quoted half the Yerushalmi. Tosa just quoted, we saw before, Habor Ochlim Mitoch Ochlim Chisya Amar V'chule. The Gemara presents as a Machlokas Chisya of Yochanan, are you Chayah for Ochlim Mitoch Ochlim? And then the Yerushalmi has the following line. Al Daite de Chisya, within the position of Chisya, that if you're Bor Ochlim Mitoch Ochel, that's a violation of Melech HaShabbos. Shekein Habor Kedarka B'Shabbos Chayah, that if you're Bor in the normal fashion, that's a chiyu daraisa, so that's bo'er ochel mitoch ochel. Then the Yerushalmi says, daite dechizkia, according to Chizkia, that ochel mitoch ochel is chayiv, afilu igulin min go igulin, even if you take fig cakes from fig cakes, afilu rimonim migo rimonim, even if you take pomegranates from pomegranates. Meaning if you say that you're chayav and ochel mitoch ochlin, that would apply even to fig cakes from fig cakes, that would apply to pomegranates from pomegranates. Now how do you read the next line? Okine, if so, afilu b'nei nash mingo b'nei nash. And if that's so, then even people from people should be boer. Is that a question mark, or is that a binichusa? So Korban Eidah says the following. Al daite de chizkia, de aser livror afilu ochel mitoch ochel, hu adin afilu igol shel dveila shu gadol aser livror mitoch shari gulin. So according to chizkia, if there's an iser ochel mitoch ochel, it's even b'min echad, even if I have a big fig cake and a small fig cake, that's still bo'er. By the same token, you can't be bo'er pomegranates from each other. So how does he read the next line? O keni, or in keni. In kain, he, afil b'nei adam mitoch b'nei adam asa livor. That's fiskia. If that's the case, then it should even be usher to be bo'er people from people. So is he reading that as b'nichusa, or is he reading that as b'tzmiyah? Not sure. The Aruch HaShulchan clearly reads it as a tzmiyah. Aruch HaShulchan here is Sivav. He quotes Yerushalmi, Yuhafi Pirusha. Sheshoel, im al-daita d'chizkia aser nami b'min echa livor zemizeh. So the Yerushalmi is asking, is it true that according to Chizkia, you're not allowed to be bo'er min echad mi min echad. The dafi la, and the Yerushalmi's docha, o kini afilu b'nei nash, kolomar, dim kein tomer gam kishi yivra b'nei adam b'nei adam, tomer sheish v'zeh b'rei b'bim miya. The hiflik lichos dover zeh. So that's Yerushalmi's rejection. If you're going to tell me that according to Chizkia, you're not allowed to be bo'er a big fig cake from a small fig cake, or a big pomegranate from a small pomegranate, then you shouldn't be able to be boer, a big person from a small person. Obviously, that's not true. There's no brayer by people. So it must be the whole premise is wrong. It must be that when Chizkia says you're not allowed to be boer, ochel mitoch ochel, it only means shnei minim. But min echad, even according to Chizkia, would be mutter, because otherwise you have the ad absurdum of people. And as you like to say, one man's redactor ad absurdum is another man's anachanami. I'm sorry?
Why? I mean, what's the problem with Yerushalmi? Like, why not? Like, why is it absurd?
Right, so that's
a serious question. Like, I mean, it's serious. So
the Iglai Tal agrees with you. Iglai Tal sifkat in Yuzayinos days, assumes that the Machlok is badly Yerushalmi. So he assumes, yeah, the Yerushalmi holds that there's an Isser Bar even B'min Echad, which would mean that the Yerushalmi's conclusion is b'nichusa, that there's bo'er even b'bnei adam. But the Bavli argues, so we pass on like the Bavli, and there's no boer even. There's only boer b'shneiminim, not b'min echa. Why would you assume it's absurd to say that there's boer by people? Because if we're working with the assumption that we began in the Trumas Hadashin with, and we're going to continue momentarily to develop, that you only have boer b'tarobes, so then what's the scenario, and we'll have to define what a tarobes is, but what's the scenario where you have a real tarobes of people? Meaning, even the middle ground of the Trumas Hadashin of the gray area of tarobes, where there's some degree of mixture, even if they have some distinct identity, so it's hard to find that tarobes of people. You have 10 people that are piled together, and you're trying to fish out one of them. It doesn't seem like a...
Different?
I'm sorry?
Why is it different or not?
Because I can have 10 pieces of fig cakes that are mixed together in a pile, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry? So how do you have a pile of people is not a standard mitzvah. But again, maybe in a chumash, Nigleital doesn't explicitly tell you how do you read that line of Barnash, but he assumes that the machlokes Yushami and Babli. So if Yushami stands and igulim mitoch igulim yimonim mitoch yimonim is not rejected, so that must mean that you're reading Barnash Barnash as nichusa and not the tmiya. Shisa Shabbos suggests in Katin Yalef maybe the Yushami's case of the rimonim, you know, it doesn't explain how you read the next line whether it's a dechi or not. He says maybe the case of the, you know, leaving aside how you read the Barnash, but maybe the case of Rimonim is a case of different quality Rimonim. You have good Rimonim and bad Rimonim, or not good and bad. You have sweet Rimonim and tart Rimonim, or you have Rimonim of different qualities or different tastes. Maybe that would be considered to be tuminim, or maybe it doesn't say this, or maybe cooked rimonim and raw rimonim, or fresh rimonim. Again, it doesn't explain how you read the Barnash, rejection or not rejection, but maybe even the Yerushalmi, he says, could agree. But it's not that the Yerushalmi rejects Breira b'minecha b'kovako, but the Yerushalmi is talking about minecha where it's really tuminim. It's one species, but there are two flavors of that species that would render it shnei minim by our standards. Okay, so we'll leave the question as to whether there's greater by people for a different day, but the pashas is probably that the Yerushalmi means it as a rejection. Fine. So what are scenarios of min echad where we, so the Mishnah Berurah says that the Rav Achronim argue on the Taz, and we're not concerned about the Taz Lalacha, so that if you have an authentic min echad, then there's no problem with Reira. Meaning, if you have an authentic min echad, you can even be remove something b'kli, you can even remove something shalom la'altar. So the Ayil Meshulash in Perek Gimel has a series of examples of min echad. So let's say you have big eggs and small eggs, but they're all equally edible. Or you have fruit. Some fruit may be a little fresher than other fruit, but they're all essentially edible. Or you have whole matzahs and broken matzahs. He says, even though there's a malusa to the whole matzah and that you can't use a broken matzah for lacha mishnah, but that's a detail. Fundamentally, both the whole matzahs and the broken matzahs are equally edible, and therefore there's no, that would be considered minachah. He quotes that from Rav Yashiv, and Shmir Shabbos says this also, that if you have whole matzahs and broken matzahs, that's considered minachah and not subject to boer. Ramoshan, one of his students, Rabbi Eider in the back, says that if you have, you're eating a piece of chicken, and you have skin on the chicken. So Ramoshan says, if it's the type of skin that most people would eat, it's edible to most people, then that's considered minecha. How many people usually eat skin on their chicken? Is that 50-50? Okay, now we have a rove. So, or sometimes. I personally don't. That's how I grew up. But Ramosha says that if most people would eat the skin, then that's considered minachat. Even if you wouldn't eat the skin, then that might be a kind of derech achila of miyad lepeh yesh ben yinacher, the pimagadim of yesh ben yinacher. If there's no way to access the chicken other than removing the skin, so that could be a better case than the plum of yesh ben yinacher, would be mutter to remove the skin for that reason in order to get to the chicken. But Rav Moshe says if it's the type of thing that most people would eat, then you don't have to command the yesh ben yinacher. That's considered min echad. However, as Shvisas HaShabbos points out in Sukkot and Yud Aleph, even if you have examples of min echad that are fundamentally equally edible, but you have a cheshbin why you want to remove one of them. Let's say you have various fruit of the same, various apples. They're all edible, but some apples look nicer than others, and you want to be mechabit a guest with the nicer apple. So even though in many scenarios that would be considered min echad, it wouldn't be a problem of borer, but if you're dafka removing the nice apple to give it to a guest that's not la'alter, that potentially could be a borer application, because the fact that you have that cheshbin makes it into a shnei minim situation. Because of your calculus, it's really considered like two minim. So you come back to the matzos. If the reason you're removing the whole matzah is to use it for lecha mishnah, so in that situation, that could be, we would consider that shnei minim. Okay, the fact that a whole matzah is more valuable and that it could be used for lecha mishnah doesn't make it shnei minim when you're not taking it to use for lecha mishnah. But if you are taking it to use for lecha mishnah, so that's a cheshbin that could make it into shnei minim. Yes,
sir. I don't put the chicken. Does everyone agree that you could even consider it more if it's one object? And it's just two different parts of the same object?
So that's what we're saying. If there's a cheshbin, if something's inedible, but it's part of, meaning the klipa. So we're only matir peeling something if it's the miyad lepeh, if it's the yesher ben yinacher, right? But fundamentally, boer applies to a klipa. Right? They are connected, I'm sorry, to appeal.
Is klipas obviously one object as chicken?
I would say it's more one object than meaning the
skin
appeal. I'm sorry?
Before you cooked it, the skin was literally attached.
Before you cooked it, it was attached.
It was attached more than peel.
I don't know. Why is that attached more than a peel and a fruit?
It's literally attached. Like,
and the peel is attached to the fruit also. That's how it grows. Right? If something is objective soulless, if it's something that's not edible, even if it's attached to something that is, we'll talk about that in terms of tarobis as we move on. But
it's still
that,
much more distinct.
I'm sorry?
It's still much more distinct, the peel.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. I would say it's analogous.
Like it's an object
scrolls
inside the pill.
Depends how you look at it.
That's just how the body works. It has this.
I don't know. I'm not convinced.
Layers.
Not sure. I'm not convinced that that's such a distinction. Okay. So, going back to the Truma Tadeshen, the other point that we began talking about, now we'll expand on a little bit, in the Truma Tadeshen, is that Bor is only Shayach B'Tarobes. So that's Truma Tadeshen. That's Lashon HaRambam that we saw that in Halacha Yud Gimel, that the Shnei Minei Ochlin have to be Muravin. They have to be mixed together. So what is considered Tarobes? What is considered mixed together? And this is one of the big challenges in trying to navigate the Malacha of Bor. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Sif Yud Zayin, Mikalmakam Nirlani Yisaiti, Didafka Kishachasichos Merubos So a tarobus is relevant where you have many pieces. Aval b'dalin v'hei chasichos, shenoto mehem efod or shnayim, lo mikri brera. But if you have four or five pieces on a plate, and you remove two of them, that's not brera. V'rezev ma'isim b'choyom, shemeviyam al ka'ara basar behema v'tarna goles, so you have meat and chicken on the same tray, devadayim shnei minim, they're definitely subject to borif if shnei minim, then otelas abalas abayas tarnagolas meyakara, let's kneel l'shabbat shachris. You're serving the food Friday night, and the balas abayas removes a piece from the tray to put it aside for the next day. V'chein bedogim shalokim shnei minim, then otelas meyakara chasicha beza gimel chasichos, let's kneel l'shabbat shachris. So the Mishnah Berurah isn't saying here, sorry, the Aruch HaShulchan isn't saying here that it's not Breira because the pieces aren't mixed together, right? Which you might have expected to say. You're bringing out a tray, so if you have some pieces of meat and some pieces of chicken, they're not even touching. We'll see that touching isn't necessarily kaveh anyway, but they're not even touching. They're not mixed together. They just have to be on the same tray. Maybe that's not a tarobes because there's no pile. He doesn't say that. He says, if you're only talking about four or five pieces to begin with, that's not a borrowed situation. And he says, be'emes im anu banim ladim din breyer b'chol shnei machalim af shem uatim heim L'shak is chai, v'chalil l'lomer kein. Chenir l'nisayti de breira eino el kishosa derech breira v'iyim dak livor zemiza o netila ba'amo l'shai breira. So if you're just removing something where there's no real tarovah, so it doesn't spell out the point that there's no real tarovah, that's not boer. He's emphasizing the number of pieces. If it's a minimal number of pieces and your kavana isn't to be boer, but it's only netila ba'alma, he says, then lo shayach greira. So let's hold on to that thought of the Aruch HaShulchan, and we'll see how that plays out in terms of the definition of tarobas. In the Ayin L'Shulash, he outlines three types of tarobases where potentially there is Boer exposure. Type number one is a tarobus gemura that we all intuitively would view as a tarobus, you know, where things are clearly mixed together in a haphazard fashion. So that's definitely shayach and breira. Category number two is tarobus at a point of contact, where they're not mixed together, but there is a point of common contact between, let's say, ochel and tzolas. Like if you have fat that's on the surface of a soup, or maybe relevant to the fly on the surface of a soup, which we'll probably get to next time. And then the third type is a pile where things aren't mixed together. Each object is distinct. It's not mixed together in a haphazard fashion. It's piled up, but it's still piled up. So we'll talk about, you know, the first category, tarobus gemura, that's intuitive, that we all understand, that's classic tarobus, classic breira. Second category of breira at the point of contact, I think we'll leave for next time. And now let's talk about the piled up type of tarobus. But before we talk about a pile, just because most scenarios of piles deal with objects other than food, we have to address the application of boer to non-food objects. Till now, we've mostly been focusing on breira in the context of food. And indeed, the Gemara, as far as I'm aware, definitely the Bavli, Yerushalmi talks about people, but that aside, that's a check in Yerushalmi, but definitely the Bavli, as far as I'm aware, there's no explicit reference. Well, we'll see in a moment what the Taz quotes, but There's no, depending on how you read one Gemara, there may not be any explicit reference to boer outside of the context of food. But the Taz notes the following in Sifkat and Yud Beis. This is the second part of the Taz and Sifkat and Yud Beis. Perakav Gadol Kos V'Tosos Hayu L'Fan of Beis Mini Ochlim. That's what we just read. V'Nir Al-Khora V'Salomar De'Ein Chayif Be'ra El B'Midei De'Ocha. So does Tosos mean to say that Be'ra is only relevant Be'Ocha, meaning it's Ocha coming La'Fuke Kalim? Avashar Dvarim Kigo Liver Kli Mito Kalim Ein Chayif Be'Ze Iser Be'ra. V'Kach Mashma Mikola Nisgar Be'Iser Borer Natu B'Midei De'Ochila. All the examples of boer that we're used to are all in the context of food. So maybe that's why it says in the Braisa, not shnei minim, but shnei mini ochlim. Ella, so that's what you would have said from Tosas. Ella, the isa b'gemara, achar kach sham, amarava, Hai ma David Chadis, a chai mishim zayin chatos, chashirashi bower b'neim, dainu bower tzrovos agasos mitochan. So what Gemara does he quote? Take a look at Ayin Dalit on the days. The end of the short lines. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, hai ma David Chadis, a chai mishim sheva chatos. If a person constructs a chadis on Shabbos, you can potentially violate seven distinct chiyuvei chatos. You could perform seven malachos in the context of making, building your chatos. So in that list, Rashi writes, Dibur Maskel Sheva Chatos, Uborer Hatsuroros Hagasos Mitochat. So you have the clumps of earth that you're using to fashion this chatos, and your borer, the big pebbles. So this isn't ochel, this is dirt. And yet Rashi says that you're chayim mishim borer by being borer the tsroros gedolos from the building material. Says it has. In Kain, Tzarek Lomer, Had Dekas V'Tosis, Minei Ochlin Garcinan L'Rabusa, Da Filu V'Ochel Mitof Ochel Arminan, Da Nishar Havi Psoles. So Tosis Kiddush is that even Ochel Mitof Ochel, there's a subjective psoles. But Tosfos doesn't mean to say that there's no Breira, the Kalim, or Bishar Dvar. And this is the position of many Achronim, let's say Rov Achronim. We'll get to the dissenters. But this is the position of many or most Achronim, the position reflected in the Mishnah Brura, the end of Sifkat and Tesvav, that Boer is relevant to Kalim and Begadim as well. As the Mishnah Berurah writes, the end of Sifkatan Tes Vav, Kosva Achronim, Duadin B'chol Davar K'shehem Shnei Minim, K'gon Kalim U'Begadim, Shayach Breira, that Breira is relevant to Kalim Begadim as well. The Alkaves are of liver, Zehamin, Sherosa, Lethal Aksha, Vashar Yashiru, Al Mekomam, Belola Hepach. So, Breira is relevant for Kalim, for Svarim, for Begadim, for cutlery. The Efshar, the Im Tuluyim, Kama Begadim, Al Koso, Umechapes, Achar Bigdo, Sherosa, Aksha, Velovsho, Vaide Zemuchrach, Lasalik, Mithila, Koshar Begadim. So here the Mishnah Berurah is a kula. The Mishnah Berurah tells you have to be machmir to assume that there's breira b'kelim, that there's breira b'gadim, that there's breira b'svarim. However, if there's a pile, or you have a hook on the wall, and you have 10 coats hanging on the same hook, and your coat is in the middle, So you can remove the coats on the top in order to access your coat in the middle. That's not bechlal boer. You're not removing a psoles to be miyafa the ochel. You're just trying to access that which you need, and something's in the way. So to remove something in the way from that which you need, if it's in a pile, is not bechlal boer. V'chein imunachin bekaara kama minim yachad zal zeh. Where the Mishnah Berurah develops this as well. So that's the Mishnah Berurah's kula, that even though we're mafmir, the Mishnah Berurah's mafmir, that this boer b'kelin, this boer b'gadim, this boer b'sakum, this boer in all types of many types of non-food objects, but if they're in a pile, and you're removing the top thing in the pile to get to something in the bottom of the pile, that's not bechlal boer. That's not derech brera. That is simply removing something to access that which is underneath. Ayil Meshulash points out that it's true. He says, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if you have a pile of 10 coats, and your coat is on the bottom, so you can remove the top 9 coats to get to your coat on the bottom. But let's say your coat's number 5. So you remove the top 4 coats to get to your coat, which is number 5. But once you got the first 4 coats off, you can only remove your coat if you want to alter. Because your coat, which is now on the top, relative to everything underneath, that's considered a tarobes. Because now you don't have the excuse that you're removing something to get to your coat. That your coat is front and center. So to separate your coat from the other coats, that's still a tarobes. And that would only be mutil alter, which I think seems sensible. That's what the Yalam Mishul says within the kula of the Mishnah Berurah. Shvisas HaShabbos, Sukkotin Kavzayin, is another possibility in the case of the coats in a pile, that maybe removing the top coat to get to the one underneath, maybe that's like a klipa. Maybe that's like removing the peel from a fruit, which is mutter if it's yesher ben yinacher or biav lepeh, or in order to access that which is underneath. Okay. So Mishnah Berurah assumes that boer is relevant for svarim as well. So Ramosha in the tshuva to Rabbi Eider, the tshuva Yudbeis, in the boer tshuvas. So Rabbi Eider asked him, if you have svarim that are on a bookshelf, so the premise of the shaila is that if each sefer has a title on it, and you know which sefer is which, then that's not considered a tarobes. But if the svarim are not labeled, or it's dark, and you want to remove something not for immediate use, is that mutter? So you assume that if the svarim are unlabeled, or if it's dark and you can't see anything, even if they are labeled, then that is a potential boer problem. The Ayil Meshulash, of course, from Nissen Karelitz, that he argued on the second point, that if they're labeled, you just can't see them, so that doesn't change the fact that it's not a tarobes. The fact that you can't see it doesn't mean it's not objectively identifiable, so you thought that shouldn't be part of the shiloh. But be that as it may, if you accept that at least if they're unlabeled, so Moshe writes, "Kvarmarti eitza lika kol sefer posko." So the way out of this, yeah, there's talk of potential boer problem, but the way out is that you take a sefer and you open it up. Ukisheroa she'eno a sefer shesarav yani cheyu, and if it's not the one you want, then you can put it down. And as long as you're using it for a moment now, that's sufficient la'alter use. But otherwise, there would be a problem of brera. Let's stop here. And next time, Yirtzeh Hashem, we will talk about the Cholkim, those who assume that there is no Breira B'Kelim, and then talk a little bit more about practical applications of Taroves, what is considered Taroves, the various types, and then after that, I think we'll talk about filtering water and the like, and that should wrap up Boher. So I'm assuming we'll have two more chaburas on Boher at this point, and then go on to Tochein. It's an interesting shu, we didn't put it on the Marmakomos yet. I don't expect you to read it, but if you're interested, we'll talk about it next time. The shu of the Marshad, Orechayim Simen Lamed Zayin.
Marshad.
Shlomo Greenfeld, who was a Talmud of the Maharamchik. The big Hungarian poster before the war.